Brian, have you ever ridden a horse?
No, I have not ridden a horse.
Really, ever?
Yeah, never.
Okay. I've ridden horses several times in my life. The last time I rode a horse, my roommate wanted to go horse riding, so we went to a place in a mountain, and it was just the two of us and the like horse guide, I guess. I don't know what his title is, and like took us on a trail.
I think they're called dudes.
The dude led us around a path, and I didn't have the best time. The horse was not really interested in doing much, and I wasn't really interested, and it was dreary out or whatever. And so we ended up finishing and going back and doing other stuff, and that was the end of that outing. Some weeks later, my roommate, who I'd gone with previously, took her cousins to the same place to go riding, and they were having a much better time than I did, and such a good time that the guide revealed to my roommate that as part of the tour that the dude puts on, he has some alcoholic beverages in his side saddle that he distributes to the riders. But because I was there having a bad time, he did not give those out.
Whoa.
The time we went. And I was...
Is that actionable?
Oh, I don't know.
I think you have a case.
Oh, I don't want to... No. More power to him. I wish I was in a better time... Had been having a better time on a horse. Because I was not having a good time on a horse that day. So that's on me. That's not on him. That's on me. It's the Hero's Path.
And it's a podcast.
And it's the horse episode. Because everything...
It is.
Almost everything in this episode has to do with horses.
I'm looking at your notes and it's like wall-to-wall horses. And my question is, did you plan it this way?
Not even remotely, but the game kind of does, if you can consider it that way.
So,
we last left off at Lake Hylia, and I kind of headed south from there. And the game groups a lot of horse-related activities into this area south of Lake Hylia.
It's true.
But before we go there, I had to take care of some business. I went to the Lake Tower.
Okay.
The Sheikah Tower by the lake. There's not a ton to say. It's another kind of Blinn base. It's kind of built into this like fractured hillside.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that, like, maybe the tower emerging from the ground is what destroyed the mountain, but I thought about it a little harder, and that doesn't make much sense.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
Like, if you look at the lay of the land, it's like, no, it's clearly been like this for some time. This is not a recent thing. Ever since we had that one where the skull base was on top of it, I keep looking for stuff like that now. Because that is the best thing. But now I don't think all of them are like that.
No.
I don't think that's the case here. One other thing before we get deep into horse territory. Just south of the tower is Cora Lake.
Okay.
And I have a theory about Cora Lake.
So Cora Lake, as I'm looking at the map, is this... it doesn't look like much of a lake from here.
No.
But I remember this is a place where, like, a body of water flows out to the ocean. It doesn't flow north, does it?
No, it flows south.
Okay, it flows south to the ocean. So it's your one body of water that flows out to the ocean in a realistic way. What's your theory about it?
If you go to the far, like, west little end of it, there's water rushing in from an underground cave.
Cool.
So I know we were looking for where does, you know, does Lake Hylia end? Where does it? I think Lake Hylia drains into Cora Lake, which drains into the river. Which exits. Now, as our podcast's hydrographic expert, I was going to ask you, is that hydrographically possible? Is that geologically possible?
I don't know, but it sounds cool.
Me neither. I guess you could compare elevations, but I'm not going to do that work. I couldn't find an adjoining... I did look around in Lake Hylia, like the shoreline, to see if I could find an adjoining cave, and I could not find one. I thought maybe they planned for this, for some plucky podcast nerds to question where does the water go? Doesn't seem that way.
Oh well.
Maybe there's like a sinkhole in Lake Hylia.
There might be like an ancient Sheikah pump apparatus that is moving water from Lake Hylia up into Coral Lake.
Or it's just the water. It's the water temple.
Oh, that's what it is.
Somewhere. Oh, man, we can't get too distracted, but it is a shame that there's not some of the classic Zelda location dungeons in the game, because the game isn't designed for that. Because it'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
If, like, the water temple existed as a little ruin or something. That'd make me happy.
Yeah, it would.
But suffice it to say, yeah, I think the water comes from there.
Okay.
That's my going theory at the moment.
Works for me.
Okay, horse time. So, this whole area, this is like Lake Province or whatever. I was going to say they should name it Horse Province, but what they actually should have named it was Ordon Province.
Oh, yeah?
Because in Twilight Princess, Ordon is the region that's like south of Hyrule, where they're all ranchers.
Oh, okay.
And that's not represented in this game. But like here is kind of the same idea, where there's just a lot of people that are really into horses and a lot of wild horses and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so I went to the Mounted Archery Camp first.
Okay, that is the place. I know what you're talking about. For some reason, I can't identify it on this map. Oh, it's like just east of east and south of Coral Lake, right?
Yeah. You take the river down, and it's on the west bank of the river.
Sure.
There is a camp with two dudes. Genie runs a horse archery minigame, and Strya has a quest. We'll talk about Genie first, I guess, because I said his name first. He's got a horse archery minigame, and I wanted to play it, and I didn't have a horse handy, so I ran out to where some wild horses were and got a new horse. This horse is named Lunker.
Okay.
His stat spread is 4-3-4, which is pretty good.
What are those stats in order?
4-3-4. Those refer to, what are the stats? Strength, speed, and stamina.
Okay.
Strength, it determines the horse's HP. 2 determines just how fast it moves relatively, and then stamina is how many pips of hyah power you have.
Okay.
So 4-3-4, decent spread. I spent some time, there's a very good guide on Game Facts by Hylian Angel that goes into a lot of the specifics of the horse stuff. The horse has those 3 stats, which are numbered 1 to 5. There is no 5-5-5 horse, but there are several horses that will get you some very high point spreads. Your horse also has a temperament, which is either just wild or gentle. With wild horses, they will disregard your command from time to time until you've maxed out your bond, which is the other thing you can do. And you just do that by riding around. So, I caught Lunker, my new horse, and tried to do the horse archery minigame, and he's like, oh no, that horse is not registered yet. You need to go register that horse. So I had to go do a bunch of stuff for that. But Strya here at the Mountain Archery Camp, he's got another horse-related quest. He is on the search for the big horse.
Ah, yes, a very big horse.
It is an extremely big horse. It is comically big. That horse is up in this, like, oh, here's a word I haven't had to say out loud. Taobab forest grassland area.
Taobab, yeah.
Which those are? Are those just called taobab trees in real life? What are those trees called?
Well, those are baobab trees.
Baobab. Okay, that's what it is.
And so this is a weird joke about tree names. little Zelda word play, make up a word that looks like another word, in this very picturesque canyon on the east edge of the Gerudo region. But to get there, you have to go past two Lynels.
Yeah, I had forgotten there were two of them, and so I had to go fight these Lynels back to back. The first time I played the video game Breath of the Wild, this was one of the first places I went. After getting off of the plateau. I think I made a couple jumps off the plateau in various directions just to see what stuff was like. And one of the first jumps I made led me over to here. And these were the first Lynels I saw and ran away from. This time they're not too bad. I'm not the best at fighting Lynels, but we're getting there. Big horse is here with a whole bunch of smaller horses, which are especially high stat horses.
Oh, that's good to know.
And so I got up on one of the big trees and jumped on the big horse's back. And I did not have enough stamina to capture big horse. And I was very disappointed. So I said, okay, well, I don't have any stamina items or potions, and I'm like two shrines off of another upgrade, so I will come back. So I did some shrines.
Okay. What shrines?
I did Ka'o Makog Shrine, which is over at a nearby stable that we'll talk about in a while.
Okay.
It's this one where you have to use magnesis to open doors.
It's just a bunch of rooms with doors?
There's like one door you open, and then you're in this big room with a bunch of elevated platforms. And then there's another door, a set of double doors leading to a chest. And the trick to the shrine is that that second double door is like mounted into some bombable blocks.
Okay.
So you can blow up the bombable locks and dislodge the door, which is metal, so then you can magnesis it around and use it as a platform to find everything you need. I think I've seen the big metal doors in other shrines already.
Yeah, they're all over the place.
Yeah, this one you just get to use one as a platform. There was a really tricky third chest in it where, like, one of the platforms had a metal block in it that you really weren't ever going to see unless you were, like, rotating the camera around to see it.
Oh, huh.
And it behind that was a chest, so that took me a while to find.
Cool.
The other shrine is one that you told me I should go back and do because I had missed it.
Yeah, you mentioned to me that you walked past the shrine and I looked up what it was and I said, hey, don't skip that one. Totosa Shrine, near those woods, the Hickory Woods, where you did the Misko treasure quest.
Yeah, I was right there and completely missed this last time I was here because I keep the shrine detector off because I hate the noise.
This is one of those, it's like it's in a cave behind a bombable wall, like in a Zelda game.
Like in a Zelda game, yes. It's another apparatus puzzle.
Yes, but it's not just one apparatus, is it?
It's like three apparati. It's like a suspended, like, Mario level that you have to get to the end of, but each leg of it has an apparatus, which is a three-dimensional set of platforms that you can move with motion controls.
Like, rotate it into a configuration that is traversable?
Yeah. And, like, the first one's very not good. Too bad. The second one, it's got, like, staircases on sliders, so you have to, like, tilt it back and forth until you get him in something approaching a workable position.
Yep.
And then the last one's this really big hunk of platform that you have to first rotate to get a key, and then rotate to make it traversable. It's fun. Good. It's fun. It's good. I'm still struggling with motion controls in the detached Joy-Con configuration. It worked better on the Wii U gamepad. And probably would work.
Because you were holding it in your hands?
And I would probably be easier in handheld mode, or if I attached it to the little dog face controller. Did you ever see
the little dog face controller?
Did you ever see the was it just stickers for it that made it look like a little dog face? It's very cute.
I remember someone like drawing the dog with that face.
I think it was a third party holder for it that made it look more like a dog and is very cute.
Oh, interesting.
I'll find it and post a picture of it because it's very cute. yeah, I got through that. So that got me two more goddess orbs, and I was able to cash that in for another little bit of stamina. So now I've got two full circles of stamina.
Pretty good.
And then I banked some stamina potions and some stamina foods, and I went right back to that big horse. And I got him.
Did you go to one of the shrines on the plateau and float down onto the horse?
No! I rode around... Okay. This is when I took Lunker around and was riding him to level up my bond with him so that he could become a reliable horse. And so by the time the trip all the way back to Nekluta was done, he was at 100 bond. So, or it's his maxed out bond. So now he's a good horse.
Okay.
And not running off the road. Good horse. I went back out to the big horse. I landed on his back. I guess you only need two full stamina bars to get him.
Oh, interesting.
Or maybe just a touch more than that, but I had plenty, so it was good. The big horse is cool because he's big, first and foremost. Second, because he doesn't have any stamina. You cannot yippee and do the little wacha and make him go faster thing.
Sure.
But because he's larger, he has a naturally faster speed.
Longer stride length.
Yeah, like straight up, like his speed is just like a normal horse's speed, but because his model is physically larger, he moves faster.
Okay.
Which is great. I brought him back and showed him to the guy at the camp, and he was like, heck yeah, that's a big horse. And then I registered him. I named him Loach.
So is this supposed to be Ganondorf's horse?
It's styled in that manner, but I don't remember Ganondorf's horse being that big.
No.
It's definitely styled in that manner.
Well.
It's got like the orange mane.
Shoot, was there some text in the game that connected it to Ganondorf somehow? I don't remember.
I don't think so, but if that's something I run into later, we will circle back to Big Horse.
Okay.
I don't think that's the case. I don't think that's...
His name is Loach.
Loach. Not Loach like the Hylian fish.
Yes,
not,
yes.
Not... I think the Witcher's horse is named Roach.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So, not that. Not a reference to that. I haven't played much... I have the first Witcher, and I didn't get very far in it.
Oh, okay. Do you want to do a podcast about it?
No. I would have to...
Me neither.
I would have to play all three games and read all the books and then watch the Netflix. Is it a Netflix show? It's probably a Netflix show. That's too much work. I got enough on my plate as it is.
Okay.
I'm busy playing the CDI Zeldas.
We're not going to talk about that, Zach.
Unless the listener wants us to. Please write back to us if you want to hear me talk about the CDI Zelda games. We'll do that on a bonus episode. It's fine. Horse archery. Okay, this is the time to talk about the horse archery minigame.
It's hard.
It's really hard. It's so hard. And, like, I just came off of playing Ocarina of Time a couple weeks ago, and I had to do that horse archery minigame. Yeah. And I'm like, surely it couldn't be that hard. But, boy, it's hard.
It's real rough. And, you know, you have, like, the Frenic bow and the golden bow that give you, like, sniper aim, which should be a good way to cheat at this. But it takes so long to get into sniper view while you're on a moving horse that it doesn't make it any easier. And there's no way to cheese horse archery, as far as I know, except with, like, a Lionel bow that shoots... three arrows, so you have a spread. You don't have to be super accurate.
Okay, so yeah. That was my strategy. I had a Lionel bow.
Okay.
And I struggled, and the other thing that sucks about this is that you're using your own arrows each time.
Yes.
And your bow does degrade each time.
That sucks too.
So I just got to a point where I just started reloading my save every time. I'm like, okay, I got a Lionel bow that'll last me through one run of this course.
You know what? That is the kind of filthy save scumming that I support, because... The mini game is too hard to have to burn your own resources plus however many rupees it costs.
The rupees are negligible, but those arrows are valuable, and the using a good bow is even more valuable. So yeah, no, I agree. And so I saved scum and kept trying, and I finally got 20 targets, and hooray, was rewarded with a piece of equipment, the armored head armor. It has a name. I can go to this thing here and see what it's called. The Knight's Brittle.
Bridle.
We've established I'm not a horse expert here. And I was like, cool, great. And then I looked and realized that there was a reward for 25.
Is it the other?
It's the knight's horse armor? Saddle.
Yeah.
And so at the time of this recording, I have not acquired that yet.
Yeah, me neither.
I will do it at some point because I'm going to 100% this. Oh, but man, it's hard. So using the triple shot was like, I don't know that it made that big of a difference, but it felt like it made a difference. And then I have one of the, what's the bow? You just said the name of it, the Zoomin bow.
The Frenic bow?
I have a Frenic bow, yeah. And so I tried a couple runs with that, and that's probably the way to do it, but I need to hone in my motion controls for the, like, for the last minute adjustments, because you can kind of whip back and forth with the control stick pretty quick. It's actually not that slow compared to what I was worried it was going to be. But if I get real tuned in, really focused with the motion controls to kind of whip it to the side, last minute adjustment with my wrists, shoot. Whip it to the side, last minute adjustment with my wrists, shoot. I could probably pull it off. But that's a lot of work. So we'll get there eventually, maybe.
Maybe.
Oh, you want to talk about a mini game that is far more reasonable?
What minigame is that?
The horse racing course over at the Highland Stable.
Oh, yes.
So the Highland Stable has a bunch more horse stuff. It has a really not much to talk about minigame, side quest where there's a bunch of horseback blends that you have to take out to make the guy in the stable happy.
And you know what? There's a lot of very small instances. There's like random NPCs getting attacked by bokoblins and moblins all over the place. And you help them out and you get a little item and they run away. But this is maybe... No, there's some other examples. But this is one of a very few quest situations where there are monsters threatening a human settlement, and you go and like take care of an immediate threat, which is
like a video game.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a, I kind of wish there was more of that, because the settlements feel kind of sterile, and they're so safe that they are stagnant.
Yeah, that's fair. And like, people going between them are pretty few and far between, except for a couple. Yeah, it doesn't feel like, aside from individual towns, like, the world doesn't feel like a thriving, interconnected place as much as it could.
Well, and there's supposed to be a certain post-apocalyptic tone to the whole place. But when you're in a town or at a stable, everything seems so secure that you can easily forget that we're in a doomed landscape.
Sure, but a lot of that works. The major settlements are pretty far out on the outskirts and stuff.
Sure.
It's like, I can forgive like Ateno Village for being this idyllic little place, because it's literally like way far away from everything. And the lore is that it survived the calamity because they had the fort there to hold off the enemies and stuff. So,
okay.
I can forgive some of the outskirts places, but yeah, but once you get to like the stables, they do feel like they should be a little more threatened than what they are.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So this is a good quest. I like it. You fight some guys on horseback.
I fought a lot of guys on horseback in this section, because in addition to all this other horse-specific like content, there's also just a lot of horses and horseback enemies all over the place in this grassland area. The racing course. Yeah, there is a racing course here at the stable run by a guy named Blinn. I like this, is my stance on this.
I remember having some trouble with it.
I remembered most of my lessons from the last time I did it and just had to dial in a little bit of the nuance here. It feels... Okay, I'm not a horse expert. It feels like an actual, like... what a horse racing course would be in real life, in that it's more about handling a horse around corners and stuff to line up like jumps, compared to like the Ocarina of Time in like Majora's Mask. Does Majora's Mask have horse racing?
Yeah,
like those tracks are just like racetracks, and you just have to time your dashes enough to get over all the fences, right?
Basically, yeah.
This is laid out in a very circuitous pattern, and the quest giver will tell you straight, or the Blinn will tell you, like, you know, you need to, it's not about speed, it's about control.
Yeah.
It's about making sure you're lining up your shots correctly, and then taking, like, the clearest paths, and, like, I only ever dashed, like, twice doing a successful run of this.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Like, it's all about just taking it slow and not missing, basically. It's very cool. I'm surprised it's, like, the only one in the game, though. I feel like in a game this big, they could have done more racing stuff. Or maybe there is, and I'm forgetting.
I don't think there is any more horse racing stuff, exactly. There are more weird little minigames.
I think we've
seen the two horse minigames in this game today.
I think that that seems, you think you would want to do like
long distance horse race?
A long distance horse race seems like something they could put into this.
That would be so cool.
That seems like prime.
Shut up.
That's like prime open world side quest territory too, is putting races and stuff like that. So it's kind of surprising.
I'm angry.
Well, don't be angry. There is a sequel coming.
Okay, it better have a really long horse race.
Can you imagine, though, just like clear an hour of your schedule because you're going all around Hyrule.
Well, we should do that.
We should. That'd be fun.
We can record while we're doing it, too, and we won't have video, but we'll be describing we are and how we're doing.
I could stream it out. I've got a capture card somewhere.
But I don't, I think it's funnier if neither of us, if it's pure audio. You know, like you're listening to a horse race on the radio.
Wait, then it needs to be us, like, commenting on somebody else's. Anyways, now we're just getting into the weeds. Okay.
You're getting into the weeds. I'm doing this. Hold on. Take a note.
Okay. We're taking a note. You're putting it... That's my notes. Okay, he labeled it in our group doc as Ryan's note, so you can differentiate who put this there. Okay.
I'm going to make it bold, italics, underlined.
A
bunch of exclamation points, Pokey the Penguin style.
What would the course be? Now I want to design the course. Anyways, because I want it to be a complete loop, right? Probably?
I want it to be very, very long. We'll talk about that later. We have a good idea.
You'd have to start... Okay. Horse... This horse race, meanwhile, you get, is it the Traveler's Bridle? No, that's the one you already have. What's it called?
Oh, for this one, you get some horse equipment that is not very attractive.
Oh, the Extravagant Bridle and Extravagant Saddle.
Yeah.
I'm using that saddle right now.
I don't like it very much.
I'm using that, and I'm using the armor bridle because I don't like the head thing going on there. The whole thing is that also at the stable is Fana, the NPC who lets you customize your horse.
Yes, I think that there is like one or two other stables who have girls who know how to customize horses. It's kind of odd that it's not every stable, but it's kind of cool that it's something kind of rare to look for.
I mean,
I don't really like most of the horse customization options.
That's valid.
I'm coming down on a lot of things in this episode.
You're allowed to come down on whatever you want to come down on.
But the braiding a horse's mane is kind of cool.
Yeah, you can change its hair. It's nice.
The hair colors are so wacky. It doesn't, purple hair horse doesn't really make sense in Hyrule.
I don't see why it doesn't. It does. It, anyways, I'm splitting hairs.
LOL. The other the horse armors that you can get, I don't like much of them either, except for the stuff that's really hard to get in the horse archery minigame. So it's a shame. As much as I like riding a horse in this game, I don't like much of the horse customization, horse dress up stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what dressage is? Dressing up a horse?
We have long surpassed the limits of my horse knowledge here.
It's cool, though, that you can only customize the hair of a horse that you have perfect friendship with.
I didn't even realize that. That's cool.
Oh, yeah. If you don't have 100 heart, bond with the horse, then Fana will, squint at it and say, you're not good enough friends with this horse for me to do its hair.
That's great.
It's very good.
And to be fair, it's not hard to get 100. I took one long ride, and that was enough to build my bond up. So, and it was a very nice ride. There's one last horse-related thing in this area, which might explain why there's so much horse stuff in this area, actually, I think about it. If you go south of the stable and cross the Horse God Bridge across the Lake of the Horse God, you find Melania Spring, which is, it looks like, for all intents and purposes, one of the fairy fountains where it's like a flower bud.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, this is weird. And it prompts you the same as one of the fairy fountains where a hand comes out and says, give me cash.
Am I right that the voice in this fairy fountain, when it's closed, has kind of a different processing on it that makes it sound creepier than the others?
You might be right, but I didn't listen to two back-to-back to tell.
Sure, sure.
But I can see that being slightly different. You fork over the cash, and then instead of a beautiful fairy woman popping out, it's this freaky-looking horse mask thing.
Yeah.
With
disembodied hands floating around.
And they're like human hands. It's gross looking.
Yeah. It's really gross.
And this is Melania, the god of horses.
Uh-huh.
And Melania will allow you to revive a horse that has perished. Because horses can die, because they have health.
Yes.
I have not brought a horse into anything resembling danger yet, so haven't had to worry about that yet. Have you had any horses die on you?
I don't think so, or not that I ended up wanting to revive, I guess. I've been pretty careful with horses.
I just haven't
used horses. But Melania acts like if you let a horse die, he will punish you severely.
Yeah, he comes off as very malevolent.
He's super creepy. All the way from, you know, appearance to talking. To, I don't know, something about just this obscure horse god in a weird horse god glade is unnerving as well. Has it been pointed out to you that the structures of the stables are made up to look like Melania's mask?
I have seen that, yes.
That's pretty good.
It's good they went with that as opposed to some of the like earlier concept designs. There's some.
Yes, we know what you're talking about. There's a weird centaur guy.
There's like a handsome horse man.
Yeah, very like Tingle game looking.
Yes.
Individual.
Yes.
With the big horsey face.
I'll post him when this episode goes up because now I will subject you all to looking at him again.
Super creepy, but I love that there's this really creepy guy in this game.
No, it's great. I wish there were. I mean, Zelda games have a lot of really weird one-off deities here and there. You got like the frog wind gods in like the Wind Waker game, and like dudes like that. And so having this weird one-off horse god is cool.
Yes.
His name is also just a reference to Malin.
That's fun.
In Japanese, it's just Malin with like a long ma sound, I think. You were going to make Malin, my next point.
Her name in Ocarina is a reference to Marin in Link's Awakening.
Well, Marin doesn't have anything to do with horses, though.
But that's why they're Malin and Talon.
Yeah.
So this is how weird etymology is, Zach.
I wasn't making... Anyways, quit making fun of my etymology.
I'm just telling you something cool, Zach.
Okay.
This isn't an adversarial podcast.
It could be an adversarial podcast.
Shut up.
We gotta save it for the race.
Oh, yeah.
But that's all I ended up doing. I just spent a long time in horse territory. I might circle back to the horse archery later because boy, it burnt me out when I realized I did not complete it. I never actually made it to the jungle like I said I was going to.
Well, what are you going to do next time?
I should probably actually end up in the jungle.
Okay.
So I'm going to try that again. And hopefully not get distracted by anything else.